Good morning. Welcome to the first of the Berry's Toaster weekly updates. I'm Andrew Thompson.
And I'm Marcus Blake.
And we're here to chat about various items affecting the property markets, both residential, commercial and agricultural, and things as we see them. Obviously, the first big news is that we've moved into Toaster and got new offices on the Toe Valley Business Park. And looking forward to seeing people around about town a bit more often. And firstly, Marcus, what else are we going to talk about today?
Well, we're going to talk about a few things. We'll talk about how the residential market's been doing, a bit about the rural, a little update on things around Toaster, Silverstone and Brackley.
Superb. I think first off, let's start with the sort of general news in the market. The residential market's been relatively static over the summer in terms of prices. Indications from Land Registry and other sources show that. And one positive bit of news, though, suggesting that the national sales volumes have gone up very slightly in the last quarter. And let's fingers crossed that the market holds up into the new year and ongoing. And agriculturally, what are we seeing?
Oh, I'm very pleased to say that after a summer where we saw prices gently creep up from £6,000 per acre for larger blocks of agricultural land around here, we've seen the figures go past £7,000 an acre. And there's even been odd cases of £7,500 to £8,000 an acre for some very good prime land.
Yeah. What's particularly affecting that?
There's a lot of people with rollover money from development land or other schemes looking to reinvest. And there's also still some sort of London bonus money still about and being spent in the locality.
Helpful to know. Hopefully we steer them into some other property as well. And so on that, but it would seem that commercially, still a difficult market. De Montfort University published some reports recently showing how lending to property has been reduced. And certainly it's a very difficult environment for anybody either trying to expand or buy. But there's definitely deals to be done. We've certainly done a few deals in Toaster around the area over the last 6 months, and we're getting strong interest in the one shop still remaining in Toaster in the Swan Centre. So fingers crossed, the market's difficult but not dead, I think is what I'm seeing on that. There's a lot going. Yeah, absolutely. So there's a lot going along around South Northampton at the moment, which is clearly why we're here. But what are the big issues at the moment, Marcus?
Well, there's a lot of positive things going on at the moment. We've got action down at Brackley, where there's a £35 million new development that should produce 1,000 new jobs. It's called Network 401.
This is the Albion Land.
It is.
Yeah.
So there's going to be people going down there for manufacturing and research. There's going to be likely links in with Silverstone. But the main thing is it's going to provide many new jobs that are actually needed for the town.
Yeah, and it's at the right spot as well, isn't it? Outside of the town, good road links. You think it's got to be a good spot for that?
I think there'll be quite a lot of demand for down there.
Excellent. Which leads us neatly into what's going on at Silverstone.
Well, we've got the planning application for Silverstone Circuit going to committee at South Northampton this week. This is the 775-acre site, a planning application for about 5 million square foot of offices, distribution, commercial sort of uses there, plus three hotels. And I think the positive thing that will come out of that is we're likely to see a delegated decision for approval.
That's excellent, because that's the two authorities there, isn't it? It's SNC and Prevail.
It's two local authorities and two counties, but hopefully all will see sense and it'll all go through positively on Thursday.
That's fantastic. And I suppose the other big issue at the moment with the recent consultation going through is the Bloor Persimmon proposal for Toaster South, Toaster Vale.
Well, that's right. It's been out for consultation for a couple of weeks now for people to give their comments on. I'm very pleased to say that I think this scheme, compared to other ones, shows a lot more joint-up thinking. It's for 2,750 new houses, which will also mean that they'll undoubtedly have to bring 2,750 new jobs to Toaster, which has got to be positive for us all.
Absolutely. I mean, we're in the right spot for growth. I mean, the one thing that immediately strikes is that with Silverstone is actually the phasing could have an effect on demand levels, etc. But that's a nice problem to have for the future. I'm sure the developers will work that one out between themselves.
I think there's just a general indicator at the moment that things are steadily just on the up round here. I mean, even we've got little things like Whittlebury Hall, the old F1 driver's favourite, is out of administration at last. So, everything seems to be going in the right direction at the moment.
Well, that's a good note to finish on. Thank you very much, Marcus.
Thank you very much, Andrew.